Sri Lanka's church is under fire. A little-known quake in China is getting little help. And do you have enough love for an unwanted child? We'll tell you what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The summer has been brutal for Christians in Sri Lanka. In the last 4 months, over 30 churches have been attacked by Buddhist extremists. We spoke via Skype with a Christian leader working with Asian Access in Sri Lanka. For security reasons, we'll call him Brother Amos. He confirms the reports.
With the church beginning to grow, they feel very insecure. The economy is hurting because people are turning to Christ. And as a result of that, they have turned against the churches, and that is their belief that by violence and persecution, they can cause the growth of the church to be stopped.
How does Asian Access train their leaders to confront persecution in places like Sri Lanka? Pray.
Our mandate is to develop leaders who become relevant to the soil and relevant to the nations. Part of being relevant to our nation now is to be able to face persecution. In the midst of persecution, one of our key factors have been helping our people to know that God still reigns and God is seated on the throne.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says 28-year-old Shamsa Hussein, a Christian mother, has been kidnapped in Somalia. Islamic militants connected to Al-Shabaab are thought to be behind it. They've threatened to attack her husband because of their faith. Her husband, along with the couple's two young daughters, are in hiding. Apostasy, or leaving Islam, is punishable by death. Pray for her safe return. Pray, too, for the believers under fire in Somalia. This is Mission Network News. Chinese news reports indicate life has returned to normal in the Chengdu quake zone. However, the piles of rubble littering the rural parts of the Tibetan Autonomous Region tell a different story. A 6.1 magnitude quake struck 3 weeks ago, crippling affected villages. Baptist Global Response partners say it's the third major quake to hit China since April. A response is forming. Pray for the teams as they find ways to bring the hope of Christ to the devastated areas. Meanwhile, ever thought about what it'd be like to come alongside and love an abused and neglected child? Orphan Outreach is giving you a chance to not only help rebuild that trust, but to help these girls with outreach of their own. Where? In Guatemala. Christy Simpson is the team leader.
And we're going to be partnering with a home that has about 20 teenage girls who've been rescued from just horrific abusive situations. And we're going to spend the week with them.
They're hoping for a group of 12 who will actually help these Guatemalan teens reach out with the gospel. Their focus? Children who live in and around the dump.
Through Orphan Outreach, a school has been opened, and so we are going to be putting on kind of a VBS / slumber camp type of activity for these children.
Unfortunately, if they don't get enough volunteers, the trip will be canceled. The deadline's been extended for you. Sign up today. We have a link at our website. If you have a heart for children and for sharing God's love, they need you. And today, there are 4,000 languages without a Bible. Even if they had one, chances are they wouldn't read it. Does that mean sharing the gospel is impossible? One ministry says no. Founder and director of Scriptures in Use, Jim Bowman, says you don't have to have it in written form.
People respond so well, whether of any culture, to stories of the Bible. Storytelling the gospel is a very powerful and a very compelling way to share the good news in a way that people can relate to.
How do you do that? Bowman says that's why Scriptures in Use exists.
Our vision and goal is to train local people who are in local congregations to learn the stories, to tell the stories, and to dialogue those stories in an interactive way in an informal setting.
Get a free documentary to see this in action. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.